Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Be Ye Reconciled to God, and comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you, Grace Nurture and Grace View, and all those who support this telecast. Again, I want to be mindful that God is with us. He's not against us. Therefore, we must imagine ourselves always being in support of God and always having God at our back and at our front and at our side and all about us. Could you ever imagine as a child of God that you were against God and that God was against you? That somehow in your behavior, in your daily walk, you got sidetracked, and now you're questioning whether or not God is okay with you. What a miserable condition to be in as a child of God. Well, this is what happened with the Corinthians. They were baptized believers in Christ in the church, but they had got on the opposite side of God. How they wound up there, there's a lot to be discussed, but not in this telecast. But we like to say that there is a time in our time, in our life right now is a time where we need to make certain that we're okay with God. If you or I have done anything, whether we did it by omission or commission, if we're cognizant of it, I advise all of us to fix it, correct it, get it right, reconcile yourself to God. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 20, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray that you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God. Reconciliation involved a change in the relationship between God and man or man and man. It assumes there has been a breakdown in the relationship, but now there has been a change. Enmity and fragmentation to one of harmony and fellowship. In Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, Paul says that before reconciliation, we were powerless, ungodly, sinners, and enemies. We were under God's wrath. Because of change or reconciliation, we become new creatures or new creations. Therefore, if any man anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Reconciliation has to do with the relationship between God and man. God reconciled the world to himself. Reconciliation takes place through the cross of Christ or the death of Christ. God reconciled us to himself through the cross of Christ or the death of Christ. God reconciled us to himself through the death of Christ, his son, though we were no longer enemies, ungodly sinners, powerless. Instead, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us. It is a change in the total state of our lives. Reconciliation is the objective work of God through Christ. In other words, God reached out to us through Christ, but also reconciliation is a subjective relationship. We need to subdue our spirit unto the spirit of power of God. And that's why the writer says, be ye reconciled to God. There's something that we must do on our part. That is to say that God didn't leave us. We left God. I believe married couples can really identify with reconciliation. Perfect morning. Everything's going great. One of the spouses says something that they perhaps shouldn't have said, and the others is offended, and they just get all twisted and tangled up, and the day it just seems starting out great. It's just sour. And that whole day goes on, and no one's speaking, and no one's apologizing, no one's looking, no one's cressing, no one's doing anything they should do that they normally do. And one of the two would say something nice and kind, and the other would respond in a nice and kind way, and they would be reconciled. They would come back together in harmony and unity. God never abandoned us. We abandoned God. So that's why we must reconcile, get back right with God, because God has always been right with us. He reached out to us through the life of his son, who did no wrong. We, the one who offended God, God has never offended us. So that is to say, then, it is Christ through the cross who has made reconciliation possible. God made himself to be sin for us. And always with a spouse, somebody's going to humble themselves. Someone's going to acquiesce. Someone's going to say, okay, I'll absorb the blow. I'll absorb the wrong. I'll accept the wrong that was done. God accepted the wrong of man through his son, Jesus Christ. And that is why it's so important that you and I realize that since God did us no wrong, why are we opposing God? He's only meant things to be done for our best interest. Why we are offended when God asks us to do something by, like forgiving our fellow man by saying a kind word or doing a good, common good deed for the day. And so we need to focus on this very closely, make certain that we haven't opposed God. It's just like, for instance, in Luke chapters 15, 16, where in the prodigal son, he, one who offended his father by demanding his heritage in advance. And, of course, his father gave him his heritage up front. And it was this young man who abandoned his father's home and went out into the far country and wasted all that he had and arrived to living and became wanting out of everything, nothing. We may say he was dead broke. And he realized when he came to himself, he said, this is what I'll do. I will go into my father and I say, Father, I have sinned against thee, against heaven. I'm not worthy to be your child, but make me one of your high servants. In this young man's actions, he reconciled himself to his father. Okay, but his father met him in the way, willing to accept his reconciliation. And that's how God is. God is with open arms, waiting for you and I to make up our mind to make it right with him and be reconciled to God. So let's continue our day recognizing the fact that we just may not be in the right relationship with God. And if we realize that we aren't, be you reconciled to God. Let God know that you're sorry for what you've done. You didn't mean it. You repented of it. And you want to be back in the right fellowship with him. It's so important that it must be done. Let us be reconciled to God. May God bless you and keep you as our lesson today.
Thank you so much, Brother Griffin, for that awesome reminder on things that we should do, things that we tend to take advantage of and neglect to do. If you have a prayer request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name in need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask for your continued prayer on behalf of my husband, who is a trucker, as well as all of them and everyone else traveling, all motorists, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that God continues to keep a healing hand amongst all of them, protect their sanity and allow them to continue to be able to provide us with words of encouragement. Thank you. 7583, state your request.
Good morning. This is Mamie Grant. I'm asking for my sister, Annie Duffy, who has four-stage cancer, and also ask prayers for me and my family, my grand and my great-grand, and also ask prayers for my health, and ask prayers for everyone that's on the call this morning. And thank you very much for your lesson, Brother Griffin.
Thank you. 6371, state your request.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I would like to ask prayer for a couple of people. I would like you to ask prayer for the Brown and the Smith family for the loss of their mother in Tampa, Sister Bernice. Also like to ask prayer for my niece, Anita Mackey. She is having treatment for lymphoma, so I would like ask you all to to pray for her, that the result, the testing that they're the chemo, the therapy that they're doing with her, the treatment will be successful. And also for my niece, my cousin, who has cancer as well, breast cancer, continue to keep her in prayer. And everyone on the call, and everyone who is affected by the COVID, just keep them in prayer as well. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now have our closing prayer by Brother Ben Griffin.
Merciful God, we are so thankful and appreciative for all that you are, all that you should ever be. We just pray mightily this morning on behalf of those who've called in, and hoping and trust that through your message of encouragement, the Father, that you have touched their hearts in such a way that they will continue to identify and recognize and call you their Father. We just pray mightily that you continue to bless those families who are challenged through COVID and all the things that has to do with COVID. We pray, my Father, that you be with the sister who requests prayer for her family, as her sister has been diagnosed, struggling with stage four cancer. We pray, my Father, that you touch that family's life in a very special way, comfort their hearts in spite of the circumstance they're going through. Sister asks prayers for herself and her family, that she will be able to weather the storm of life and deal with the process that she's dealing with, trying to be there for her family and be there for her sister. We pray for Sister Mary, who also called in, and she asked prayers and requests of the Browns and the Smiths as they are bonding together as a family, that you continue to carry them through the journey, through the desert of life. We pray that you continue to bless them. Also, she asked prayers for her niece, Anita, who's have a dread disease and abnormalities of health. We pray that you touch her life in such a way as well. Also, a cousin who's also battling cancer, we pray that you be with her and all her loved ones that are surrounding her bed of affliction, God, and strengthen them as they be encouraged by their love one for another. We pray for the truck drivers who are traveling, that they respect one's faith, each other's space, as well as being alert to all unnecessary dangers. We pray for comfort and love of families to stick together and to be together, but more so, we pray that everyone who has named the name of Jesus, if they have sidestepped the truth of God, that they be reconciled to God this day, this moment, this time. This we do pray in your Son Christ's name. Amen.
Over me, my All day, all day.